SBS Radio.
Wadamuli and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding. And coming up for you now, my yarn with Charmaine Saunders from the Cairns fashion house Maney, which will extend its online reach into the American luxury retail market with thanks to a $10,000 Queensland government grant.
I'm Charmaine Saunders. My mob are the Goongari Aboriginal people from the Maranoa River region of southwest Queensland. When I founded the business, I put my name on the door.
Nice.
So we are Maney, but we say that we are a unique melding of authentic Aboriginal art and luxurious fashion. So our current collection, it's an all-season collection, includes some beautiful silk scarves, some Australian merino wool scarves, some handmade silk caftan tops. And we've also just introduced a new modal range for our vegan customers.
And tell us more about that range for your vegan customers.
Well, we've always wanted to be ahead of the trend when it comes. So when I first set up the Maney concept, back in 2012, I realised then that people were becoming very concerned, socially aware consumers. Becoming concerned about where their fashions or their foods or whatever were sourced and who made it and how much they got paid. So when we set up Maney, we got ahead of that sort of question, so that when we launched the brand, we had all of our art was ethically sourced and acquired in accordance with the Indigenous Art Code. All of our materials were sourced from audited suppliers. As sustainable fashion garments. And again, we could see that the vegan is more than a trend. We could see that it was a growing sort of concern amongst socially aware consumers who are looking for alternatives to animal-based fashion products. So modal is a plant-based fibre. And from our research, it's also probably one of the most sustainable in that it doesn't require huge amounts of water to produce. It's made from renewable wood pulp, so it's, wood from renewable sources. And it's the best thing about modal is that it's as soft and as luxurious to feel as silk.
Sounds beautiful, sis. Now tell us, you've been running since about 2012, as you just mentioned there a little bit earlier. How has your brand grown during this time?
Well, from 2012 until 2015 was really the planning stage. So in that period, we put together our business plan, and there was a lot of meticulous planning and sourcing and sample trials and product development occurred in that time. But by 2015, we had a collection that comprised 12 designs by Walpree Aboriginal women artists from Central Australia, and that was the collection that we launched. And because we had done a lot of pre-planning about who our market was and who we knew would buy our product concept, and we'd always identified our market as what we call the stylish traveller. So we were looking at international travellers coming into Australia, looking for that long, that lasting and meaningful. I've got a bird squawking in the background.
Bless, I can hear it.
Just interrupting me. My mob believe that birds are messengers from our ancestors. I'm wondering which one of my noisy ancestors is trying to put me off my stride here. Anyway, so yes, stylish travellers, international, tourists coming into Australia, whether they were coming in, flying in or visiting on cruise ships. It was a boom. So back in sort of 2015, that was the growth market. We could see that this was, particularly in terms of cruise ships and Australia being a very popular destination for affluent people from the Northern Hemisphere. So our product was developed for that market, for people that wanted something that was a truly meaningful memento of their visit to Australia, because our research showed that when people came to Australia from overseas, they were seeking an authentic Indigenous experience while they were here. So with our product, we were able to give them something that would last and that they could take home with them. And you know, what we created in terms of our beautiful sort of wraps and scarves and caftan tops was also something that was very practical. So if you were on a cruise ship, you were able to take aboard a beautiful silk caftan top that you could wear out to dinner or wear over a swimsuit as a cover-up, or these beautiful wraps, you know, that if you were sort of walking around on the deck in the evening, you had this beautiful silk wrap that you could, you know, throw around your shoulders. So we developed a product specifically for that market. So when we launched, we were immediately picked up by those big retail chains in those international tourist shopping precincts, so in airport stores. So just in Sydney International Airport alone, there were three outlets that stocked us there. We were stocked at places like Uluru International Resort, the big sort of tourism rainforest experience here that's called Skyrail. We were stocked in their gift stores. So they were the sorts of places where you know, people coming to Australia to have this you know, beautiful holiday experience would find mainly. And that was you know, that was a market that we were growing, a business that we were growing right up until COVID. And when what the first thing we did with COVID was to close the international borders, and that was pretty much brought our entire business plan, our business growth, to pretty much a complete standstill, in that we had no wholesale division at all anymore. And even now, sort of nearly 2 years later, we are still struggling. Like none of our outlets in Sydney International Airport have reopened, or and everybody else is on sort of a reduced buying schedule. So the wholesale division for us absolutely collapsed, and we were almost going to walk away. Like it's wonderful to have a really ethical, sustainable business concept and beautiful products, but if you don't have a customer, you don't have a business. So we realised that the only way that we could survive was to become an online seller. So as COVID hit, we could see that there were people now buying on, because people couldn't get out to shops and couldn't get on, you know, going doing a little retail therapy, you know, in sort of lovely shopping precincts like The Rocks in Sydney. We knew that those people were coming on online, and so people that had never bought anything online before in their lives were suddenly buying from websites. So we launched an e-commerce campaign here in Australia, and did very well out of that. And as that grew, as we realised, okay, this is definitely the future. Now, well, this COVID rages, and then we still didn't have our international customer. We were sort of in a very sort of shallow market here in Australia. So we then decided we would push out into the US market, and again did a lot of research as to what that would require. And so over the last few months, we have been building a US-specific website and also putting into arrangement arrangements so that we can now fulfil our orders in the US, so that when an American customer buys something from Maney.com, their order is delivered to them within 2 days. So, and that was something that we realised, if we didn't overcome that hurdle, we really couldn't be an online seller into the US from our Australian website, because it can take up to, you know, sort of 2 to 4 weeks for, you know, a parcel we send here, because we're at the end of the line in Cairns as well, to arrive in the US. So what we've done over the last few months is to set up our fulfillment centres in the US, where our stock is now held, and they those centres do the order fulfillment for us, do the shipping for us. And we've also had to put into place you know, different sort of marketing arrangements and just payment arrangements. It's a lot of challenges involved in becoming a foreign vendor in the US market. So that's what's been keeping us busy. And that's what the grant will assist us with. It will help us sort of defray some of the considerable costs of setting up as an online seller in the US. And again, we wanted to do everything ethically. I mean, we wanted to be compliant with US tax laws. We wanted to be compliant with US customs laws. So it's taken us a long time to get to a stage where we will be able to launch into the US as an online seller.
And of course, you just mentioned the grant. You're talking about the $10,000 Queensland government grant that you've been awarded to help you extend your online reach into the American luxury retail market.
We haven't actually received it as yet. We've just been, but when we do receive it, it will certainly help us to defray the considerable costs that are involved in not only selling in the US, but to also, maintaining our direct contact with our customers in the US with fast shipping and being able to offer things like price parity. So at the moment with our Australian website, if somebody from the US were to come onto the Australian website to buy something, the product is shown in Australian dollars and that amount just fluctuates almost consistently. So at least now we can set a price in US dollars and not have to worry about currency fluctuation. So and there've been all sorts of different software applications that we've had to develop and install to get to that stage where a person in the US can come into our website via sort of social digital marketing campaigns. Come straight to the product page, see the product at the price that it was advertised at, buy it and have it shipped to them within 2 days.
And how can we find you online? What's your website address, please, sis?
Well, here in Australia, we're mainie.com.au, so mainie.com.au.
Thanks so much for joining us on NITV Radio today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.